This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report Podcast.
Hey, it's you. I've been looking everywhere for you. It's me, the celebrity medium, back with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. The only show you're going to find that brings you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs. Oh, we've got a new arrival. We've got other stuff to tell you about. It just never ends in the afterlife, and it's practically a full-time job for me to stay on top of all of this. Oh, dear Lord. Well, 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 the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, as you probably know, in fact, I'm sure you know, she just arrived in the afterlife, oh, shucks darn, a couple of days ago. The reception committee was ready for her, as her arrival had been expected for a little while. In attendance was a big crowd, I'm told, composed largely of fans and admirers who were extremely excited to see Aretha in person. She was barely able to begin to address the crowd before a lot of people in the audience started to sing Respect. You know that song, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, that one? One of her most favorite songs, her famous, I should say. They tell me that Aretha broke down in happy tears upon hearing that because it was apparently tens of thousands of people out there. The word I'm getting is that she is not going to want for work, assuming she wants any, as she already has numerous offers available to her. There are people that want to give her TV shows. There are people who want to give her Broadway-style one-woman shows. Just whatever she wants to do is ready and waiting for her if and when she decides she wants to be back in the public eye. Last week, I told you about Charlotte Ray. She was a character actress best known for playing Mrs. Garrett on The Facts of Life. I told you how she had just arrived in the next world. Now, almost immediately upon her arrival, she was approached by a few producers offering her TV work. Man, it seems like when these people get there, they're just ready to pounce on her, the producers. There can't be that much of a shortage of talent in the next world, but I don't know, maybe they just want people who are well-known from the earthly plane. Anyway, I sort of semi-jokingly suggested that whatever she did, she should not take a part on this show called Happy Wife, Happy Life. Obviously, I haven't seen it, but everything I've heard about it, just, it sounds off. It's inexplicably popular. It's a sitcom. And I said, based on what I've heard, Charlotte Ray should not take a job on that if one was offered to her. Well, as things turn out, a show was offered to her, and she did take it. Like I said, I haven't seen the show, but the way it's been described to me, it sounds like just a bizarre train wreck with a bloated cast and just a horribly overcomplicated plot. Maybe people are just taking it as just a wacky comedy. It is a comedy, so maybe that's, I don't know. I am now informed that she has signed on to play the sister of the character played by Edith Tolson, who is the former FBI director, then known as J. Edgar Hoover, who plays the mother of Mary Tyler Moore's character. Okay, you getting that? Edith Tolson was J. Edgar Hoover, and she now plays the mother of Mary Tyler Moore's character on the show. As I told you months ago, showbiz seems to have gone to Edith Tolson's head, as there have been rumors that she's had affairs with several actors since her gender reassignment was completed. Now, she is married to Clyde Tolson, who was her right-hand man when she ran the FBI. So, again, these are just rumors. I don't want to defame the lady, but that is the word that she's been out and about and under the sheets with a number of different guys. I haven't heard any of the names of the actors involved in these rumors, but I've asked my sources to try and find out because I'm just nosy that way. We still don't know the names that are going to be given to the black boy and Asian girl adopted by the recently wed couple of Martin Luther King Jr. and Adolf Hitler. They have been set to announce them on the late night talk show, which is fronted by former Tomorrow Show host Tom Snyder. Do you remember him? Long drink of water, that Tom. I saw a taping of the Tomorrow Show years ago at 30 Rock in New York City. I don't even know why I brought that up, but I just did. The appearance is postponed at least 3 times now, each time for a different reason. There is speculation in the next world that the excuses are bogus, and stalling is just a way for the show to build up anticipation about the big announcement. Now, Hitler and King foolishly, in my opinion, agreed to let Snyder's audience pick the kids' names by, I guess, an online poll. So there's a lot of speculation and not just a few jokes circulating about what the final names will be, but no announcement has been made yet. I know there have been people like disc jockeys and others trying to talk people into voting for the most ridiculous names they can come up with. And that's why I said they would be foolish to accept that offer, King and Hitler, but they've done it, so I guess they're committed to it. So I just can only hope that the audience doesn't come up with something stupid. Weeks ago, I told you about TV producer Stephen Bochco arriving in the next world. When he was on the Earthly Plane, he produced Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, Doogie Howser M.D., and Cop Rock. Now, you probably remember Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, and Doogie Howser, but you might not remember Cop Rock because it didn't last too long. It was a huge failure. It was ridiculed by critics and audience members alike. As I said, when he arrived, rumor had it that Bochco was planning on putting together a revival of Cop Rock because apparently he hasn't lost faith in the idea of a musical police drama. Everybody else has, but apparently he hasn't. So a lot of people in the Afterlife Showbiz community are scratching their heads as to why he would go for remaking that instead of bringing back one of his successful shows. But Bochco is said to be determined to make Cop Rock work the second time around. You know, maybe it's one of those deals where, like, you know, if you're a very successful person and you have a failure, you're just determined to prove that it wasn't really a failure, you could make it work. I don't know, but apparently he's in pre-production on that train wreck nightmare thing. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. I'll be back next week with another one. It never ends. In the meantime, you can find this thingy here, this what we call a show, on iTunes. And if you go on there, I would love it if you'd leave a comment, if you'd subscribe, if you'd tell your friends. You can find it in the Google Play Store where you can do similar things. You can thumbs up it and all that like you can do on YouTube because it's on there too. We are everywhere. And I would love it if you'd do whatever thing you can do on each of those to, approve of it. It is also on K-Chung Radio AM 1630 in the Los Angeles area. And this time I'm going to get it right. It's part of a show that airs Mondays at 1 o'clock. The show is called Inspirato Projecto Radio. I screwed that up last week. I don't know why I have a mental block about that. Because I love the fact that this is on a radio station for people to hear. Anyway, I'll be back next week with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. I am the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.